Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, Kingdom. Today is Monday, May 11, 2015. Certainly, I pray that your weekend was a great weekend. We're here now to start the week off. God has blessed us through another Mother's Day, and I pray that God just visited you this weekend and that you're ready for your Kingdom assignment today. So this is Good Morning Kingdom. Today we're talking about your kingdom assignment. Experience God. Improve your relationship with God. And our scripture base is Psalms 46:1. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. And so we've got to understand that we cannot do anything without God. But with God, all things are possible. And so we've got to reach out and experience God. You know, we experience, all things, all kinds of things in the world. We experience, we have good experiences and bad experiences. But I tell you, experiencing God leaves you with an impression, a great impression each time. Improving your relationship with God requires getting in that word and reading your Bible and praying each day, communing with God, fellowshipping with God, talking to him and hearing from him and listening to his very instructions and carrying out those instructions. You know, life, the quality of life just improves when you are hearing from God and you are experiencing God. You should experience God in every situation. You should experience God all day, every second, every minute, every hour. If you're not experiencing God, then you are truly missing it. You know, these days we've had all the rain. We've had the climate that's changed, and everything that's going on around us is, it's God. He's allowing these things to happen for a specific reason, and we've got to, just stop and sit back and just kind of commune with God and listen to what he is doing in this very hour. I can't stress to you how important that is and how vital it is for you to move forward in your life, for you to even function every day. You've got to be able to experience God. When you improve your relationship, let's talk about relationships for a minute. When you have a relationship with another person, you should always be working to either maintain that relationship or improve the relationship, whatever it may be. And if you're working to maintain the relationship, then you it takes two parts. That one person's part and then your part. And even in improving the relationship, if you're improving it, then you see that there's need or room for improvement. So you want to be found working. That's what it's all about, is working. Not sitting back and allowing somebody else to do all the work, but you want to do your part. God has created us for purpose. He's given us assignments. He's given us instructions and guidance for each day. And as he has given us these instructions and guidance for each day, God is moving. He's doing his part. So we want to be found guilty doing our part. You know, it's really something. You know, if you're in a relationship and you're doing everything and your partner, the person that you're in a relationship is not doing anything, then that can become really frustrating because it's not an even relationship. It's not a mutual relationship. And so God is asking us to, he's summoning us to step up to the plate and to provide a mutual relationship where God is doing, he's always consistently doing his part, but we fail to do our part. Either we do not do our part or we don't do all of it. And so we want to be found guilty, improving our relationship with God. You know, in the beginning, God created us for a relationship. He created Adam and Eve, and he fellowshiped with them in the Garden of Eden. That was relationship. He walked and he talked with them. And, you know, I was thinking about that in the Garden of Eden, how, you know, that relationship was a face-to-face relationship and how he just walked and communed in fellowship with Adam and Eve. And, you know, we were robbed of that. We were robbed of the opportunity to walk and talk with God. You know, Satan robbed us of that opportunity. And so we got to reclaim that opportunity. Reclaiming that opportunity means that you improve your relationship. It means that you want a better, stronger relationship with God. So we've got to begin to fellowship and worship God. We've got to, you know, move forward and read our Bible. Get to know God. You know, I don't know anyone that would want to be in a relationship with someone that they don't know. You know, when you meet someone and you decide, oh, you know, I'd like to further this relationship, one of the first things you do is get to know that person. We must get to know God. We've got to get to know what he likes. We got to get to know what he's about. We got to get to know what he doesn't like. And the only way for us to know those things is to read the Bible. It's all in the Bible. That way, when we're improving our relationship, the steps that we're taking are positive steps. There are steps to ensure that we're not doing things that he doesn't like. There are steps to ensure that we are doing things that he does like and that we are attentive. We're listening. We're not just always talking. You know, you got people that go down in prayer and they do all the talking. They don't listen. They don't take time out to listen to what God is saying. If God wanted to say something to you, then you've got to allow for that opportunity for God to speak to you. And so you shouldn't always be talking. You know, we go down in prayer, we tell God of all of our needs and our wants, you know, and, you know, God already knows what we need. He already knows the desires of our heart. He already knows those things. And so we should really spend that time just worshiping God and honoring him for who he is, thanking him for what he's done for us, thanking him for just being with us and never leaving us and carrying us through our trials and giving us the strength to move forward. We should always be in praise and worship and thanksgiving to God. And so you got, you know, every experience, it can be harnessed to spiritual progress and service. And what that means is that every experience that you have with God, it should be beneficial to you in spiritual growth and spiritual progress, because what you're doing is, as you begin to get in the Word, as you begin to pray, as you begin to commune in fellowship with God, then the relationship should grow stronger and stronger. And the only way that you can improve your relationship and the only way that you can experience God is through spiritual, is through spirituality. So every experience that you have can be harnessed to spiritual progress and spiritual service. So everything that you're doing, it revolves around spirituality. Your spiritual life encompasses everything we do and how we do it. Everything we do and how we do it. I can't, you know, admonish you enough to build your relationship with God. You know, we need that relationship, you know, like we need common things to make it each day. We need that relationship more than we need anything else to make it throughout the day, through the months, the years, and to make it in these end times. So we want to find ourselves building our spiritual life. True spiritual progress builds the ability to live appropriately, be happy, bright, and fulfilled under a larger and larger range of conditions. You know, with everything that's going on in our lives today, God is admonishing us to look to him for all things. Look to God for all things. You know, John 15 and 5 says, I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing. Think about that for a minute. With a tree, you know, you have the vine and then you have the branches. You know, the branches get all of its life and its support and everything from the vine. So we've got to make sure that, you know, we are tapping into God. We're tapping into him for all of our resources. And as we're tapping into him, we are bearing fruit. We're bringing forth the fruit that God is imparting in us. Those are the fruits of the Spirit. That's love, that's joy, that's happiness. That's how you're able to live a happy life. That's how you're able to live a bright life. That's how you're able to live a God-centered life. And when you're bringing forth much fruit, that means that you are displaying the same fruit to people that cross your path, people that may need it at that time. You know, I talk about encouragement and motivating people. And we talk about these kingdom assignments, and you know, it's to build us, but it's not just to build us, it's to build other people. We have people out here now that are depressed. We have people out here now that are oppressed. And we've got to dig into that spiritual growth. We've got to step up to the plate. God is admonishing us to come up higher, come up another level. But we can't do that without the spiritual relationship from God. We can't do that without being in that word. We can't do that if we don't have communion and fellowship with God, because it is God that tells us and instructs us on how to handle these situations. You know, so much is going on in society now that we've got to have that protection. We've got to have that extra level of knowledge and wisdom from God to even just know how to deal with these situations in today's time. Psalms 20 and 7 says, some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. So, you know, on last week, one of the kingdom assignments was trust in God. You know, now we're saying experience God. Kingdom assignment is experiencing God. You know, life is so much better when you experience God. Life tastes so much better when you experience God. When you're experiencing God, then you're not subjective to the things that are of this world and in this world. You're even dealing or developing in a whole totally different realm. But you got to learn how to experience God. And I tell you something, once you've experienced it, you have not experienced anything like it. And so Matthew 22, 37 and 38 says, Jesus said unto him, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. This is the first and the great commandment. So not just through creation, God created us for a relationship and to strengthen our relationship with him and to maintain that relationship and to do our part. But here in Matthew, it says that that's the first and great commandment, is that we must love God with all of our heart, all of our soul, and all of our mind. We must love God with everything. He loves us with everything, so why don't we return that love, that same love? John 14 and 21 says, he that has my commandments and keepeth them, he is it that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father. And I will love him and will manifest myself to him. So you can't even begin to experience God and his manifestation to you until you have love. So we must work on love. We must work on the true meaning of love. You know, society today has this false sense of love, and, you know, we have the greatest example of love. The greatest example is when God loved us so much that he gave his son Jesus, and then Jesus, with that same love, went to the cross and gave his life for us so that we may be free, so that we may be healed, so that we may be delivered. I don't know any other love other than that. So we've got to tap into that love and learn of that love, for it is the greatest. It's the first commandment, and it is the greatest commandment. So I admonish you today to experience God. Get to know God. Live life better. You know, we should want to live a better quality of life. We should want better things. God wants us to live a better life. God doesn't want us to be depressed and oppressed. God doesn't want us to be all downtrodden. God doesn't want us to be, you know, in the situations that we're in. You know, we don't have to stay there. You know, when you're down, you don't have to stay there. You can actually get up. God will lift you. He will uplift you. He will strengthen you. He will protect you. He will be your all in all. He is everything that we need, and he is the only thing that we need in this world. So I'd admonish you to experience God. Get to know him. Improve your relationship. John 8:47 says, "He that is of God heareth God's word. Ye therefore hear them not, because you're not of God." So if you're not looking to be in the word, if you're not praying and moving forward in the word, if you're not communing, then you're not of God. And so we definitely want to be found being like God. God made us in his image. So why aren't we trying to get to know God? When we get to know God, then we get to know ourselves. And I think that's what's wrong with society today, is we really don't have an identity. We've got to find ourselves in Christ. We've got to identify who we are, but we can't begin to do that if you don't tap into the Creator. The Creator created you. He knows all about you. So why wouldn't you want to fellowship with your Creator, with your Father? And so we've got to experience God like never before. Even the things that are going on in this world, we are not subjected to experiencing those things. Yes, we see the things that are going on, but do we have to experience those things? No, because we are of God, and we're experiencing God. When you experience God, you don't have to experience anything else. You are led by God. The Spirit resides in you. You know, and it's just a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful communion. It's a beautiful marriage. It's a beautiful fellowship. And so we've got to experience God. I would admonish you today to know, get to know God, get to know who God is, and just get to know what his purpose is for your life. As you begin to move into that realm of going towards the purpose, working towards the purpose, even these assignments, each day as you begin to just experience the assignments, as you begin to walk out these assignments, you can begin to see God will manifest your life. He'll change some things. He'll change your thinking. He'll change your actions. He'll change your words. And you'll want to reach out to your sisters and your brothers. You'll want to bear fruit, the fruit of God. And so, you know, it's an awesome thing. And I can't, you know, I could tell you of situations, you know, where I have experienced God, and I could tell you of, you know, different instances where God has stepped in and done things for me. And that's all great, because, you know, then at least you will have some point of reference. But there's many stories in the Bible that tell you of those experiences. Those people experience God. Why wouldn't you want to experience God? You know, I would love to read about it so that it does build my faith. You know, get in that Bible and read of the things that God has done. But you know what? In these days, God is doing even greater. He's still doing those same things, still working deliverance and miracles, but he's doing an even greater work. And so you want to be found experiencing those works, experiencing the manifestation of God, experiencing what God has for you, experiencing the quality of life that God has set and predestined for you. And so you don't have to live the life that you're living in this world. You don't have to be a part of this world. You can be in this world, but not of this world. And God is, you know, really admonishing us to step up, step to the plate, and live the life that he set before us. Live the life that he had in from preconception, from creation. Live that life that he's prepared for us. You know, if somebody's preparing something for you, just say, you know, you're hungry, and someone prepares a plate for you. You know, that's it's a different thing when you're hungry and you've got a plate prepared for you, but you won't eat. And that plate is to fulfill that hunger that you have. You know, but that's what we're doing. We are living below our means. We're not experiencing the things that we should be experiencing. We're not experiencing life as God has predestined. So I admonish you today to experience God, improve your relationship, and get to know God. As you begin to read that Bible, you'll see that God is all you need. He's everything you need, and he knows what you need. He knows you better than you know yourself. So why wouldn't you get to experience God? Why wouldn't you move and walk in experiencing God? So I admonish you today to not just experience God for yourself, but to allow your sisters and brothers to experience God. Give them a point of reference in the Word. You don't have to, you know, take a Bible and beat them over the head, but just talk to them. Bear fruit, love, joy, peace. Bear the fruit of the Spirit to your sisters and brothers. Reach out to them and show them the first and greatest commandment of love. I thank you for your listening ears this morning. Let this assignment just dwell in you. Let this assignment move you throughout the day. Don't be found not working in your assignment. Today is May the 11th, so we're almost mid-May, and we want to make sure that we don't miss a day of missing an assignment. But every day you miss an assignment, that's one step further away from your destiny that God is leading you to. That's one purpose or one element of your purpose that you did not fulfill. So let's be found walking in assignment. This is Prophetess Sonya Butler with Provoking Thoughts. Good morning, Kingdom. Have a blessed day.